Country Station Goober 95.1. Good morning and welcome to the Get the Scoop radio show. It's finally Friday, 5 a.m. here in the Studo Financial Studios, and my name is Chris Schalk. I'm Barron County's Extension Agent for Agriculture. I've got Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture, Kristen Hildebrand. Rip, roaring, and ready to go.
That's right. We're ready to go with this recipe.
We are. And folks, it's got all the right words in it. And you're thinking, what? Chocolate, butter, and molasses? No. Okay. All right. But you're close. Okay. It's got barbecue, sweet potatoes, and nachos.
That's right. All the good things.
So barbecued sweet potato nachos. Fire in on this.
Yeah. So I actually have eaten this, and I put my stamp of approval on it, Chris. It's really, really good. And it's a great way to kind of get some of those local ingredients, especially if you're shopping at the farmer's market. The sweet potatoes right now, they have a good storage life. So you can actually be getting some of the sweet potatoes right now at your local farmer's market or even certified roadside stand.
And folks, I can tell you, Kristen and I have shared this in common.
Yes.
We both love sweet potatoes.
And there's a lot of things I could say about sweet potatoes, but my favorite is the ones that kind of have that moist texture to it. Beauregard seems to outperform a lot of the other ones, but there's some newer varieties coming out too. But there's O. Henry, and you know, there's just a lot of different varieties. So check with your farmer, ask him what kind they grow. But the orange ones seem to speak most to me. So to start out this recipe, Chris, you're going to need two sweet potatoes. You kind of want them pretty long and evenly round is ideal, so that way this is going to serve as the nacho part of our barbecue sweet potato nachos. Go ahead and wash those and slice those into about 1/4 inch rounds. If you don't have it ideal, try to keep it uniform all the way throughout, so that way it cooks pretty good whenever it's in the baking process. You'll also need is 2 tablespoons of olive oil, a little bit of some seasoning, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of pepper. Chris, I think you'll like this. You're an onion guy. So you'll need a red onion, and that's going to complement those sweet potatoes really good. And you only need about 1/2 of a red onion. Go ahead and dice that up.
Prepare what are we going to do with the other half? We'll eat it too.
I was going to say, Chris is going to put it in his beans. Yeah, I know how you are. Now, speaking of beans, we need about 1 15-ounce can of black beans, and we do want to go ahead and drain and rinse that out, so go ahead and prep that ahead of time. And then you'll also need 1/2 of a bell pepper. I like red, but you can use yellow or orange. Go ahead and dice that up and have that ready to go. And then this is optional, Chris, but 1/2 of an avocado that's pitted and removed and then diced up. So I love avocado. It's a good kind of good fat that's offered. And then there is a dressing with this recipe. So we need about 1 1/2 teaspoons of lemon juice, 1/2 cup of plain Greek yogurt, 1 1/2 tablespoons of barbecue sauce. Use whatever kind of barbecue sauce that you enjoy. And then 1/2 teaspoon of chili powder. So what we're going to do is after we've prepared our sweet potatoes, we've washed them up, sliced them into the rounds, go ahead and preheat that oven to 425 degrees Fahrenheit. And then with the sweet potato rounds, we're going to put them on a kind of in a mixing bowl and just toss those with some olive oil and then that salt and pepper. And if you want to, you can do that in a Ziploc bag, just whatever's easier on you. And then what you're going to do is just spread it on the sheet pan and go ahead and put that in the oven after it's preheated and roast those potatoes for about 10 to 15 minutes. They do recommend that you toss after the 10 to 15 minutes and then continue roasting again for another additional 10 to 15 minutes.
So you're making chips out of those.
Yeah, yeah. And it's really, really good. That sweet potato, you know, we don't, we have a lot of nutrients that are added in, a lot of vitamin A, vitamin E. So it really is some good nutrition for us that way. Now, after they are cooked, what you're going to do is you're going to go ahead and prepare your dressing. So what you're going to do is mix up the Greek yogurt with the lemon juice, add in the barbecue sauce and the chili powder, and just whisk that up. And I like to put it into a squirt bottle because it's just easier to spread. But after you get done with your baking your sweet potatoes, you're going to put them on a platter. And basically, Chris, you're just going to make that nacho look. Sprinkle it with the red onion, add the black peppers next, then that bell pepper, and if you want to put that avocado on top, that's going to add that green look to it, and it's going to be really, really colorful. And then on that sweet potatoes, all the nachos, you're just going to basically drizzle that with your dressing, and or if you want to, you could use it as a dip, however you prefer. But this is a really good recipe. It actually makes 4 servings. I think I would probably eat a lot of it just because it's all vegetables for the most part. But if you'd like to have a copy of this recipe, just contact your local extension office, and we'd be glad to share it on the barbecue sweet potato nachos.
All right. Might be good to make that up and watch some football.
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Well, folks, we invite you back here each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for more Get the Scoop, brought to you by our good friends down at Farmers Regional Livestock Market and over at Hobdy Dye and Reed. Get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.